97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
I don't know if it's classified being an exhibitionist, but people have asked if they could watch us do Beer 30 before. And I was like, oh, really? Oh. And now apparently it's happening in front of people. So
does that mean I need to put my shirt on?
No. 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 I mean, I don't know. You run the place, Brad, is it?
No.
No shirt, no service.
For Ben, Ben gets an exception.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Excellent.
It's fine.
Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here in the house being the publican this time for Beer 30, as we always do. Their podcast Sports Meets Beer is on Google Play and iTunes. Welcome to your own place. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
So as always, we try a different beer every week, and this is something.
Oh, this is something.
This is real. This is a real
thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a okay. real thing. So I called in a favor from our boys over at Barrel Brothers. We pour quite a few of their beers around the restaurants. And it's one of my favorite breweries in the area specifically. It just so happens that they're also in Windsor, which helps us a lot.
Yes.
Because they're so close, so he can bring over cool stuff like this. If nothing else, the packaging on all of their beers is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They get an A-plus for that for sure.
Absolutely. So this is called Sour Skittles. This is a kettle sour goza with pink guava. I think we've done goza on the show before, perhaps?
Yeah, we've talked about goza before. And, you know, that's really, you're going to get that tart sour. It's brewed with salt water. And that's one of the big components you get from it is not only the sour aspect, but also that dryness that salt water will bring.
Like a thicker viscosity almost. It makes it a great food beer, too, which helps a lot.
I mean, the can is, it says Skittles.
Right, because it's a kettle sour.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Right.
No, but that's good because I was like, man, did they license Skittles for this? That's crazy.
No,
they did not.
The fact that Marshawn Lynch does not have this in his hand at the moment is a huge disappointment.
That is a missed opportunity.
Stay tuned. That might be coming. No,
yeah.
I'm sure you know a guy.
So if we go through this beer, you know, we do our AATMF, which is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. You know, this thing is, when you look at the pour this out, it is super cloudy, really light in color, but I mean, it is really, you know, it's unfiltered. So you can already kind of anticipate what you're going to get out of this beer. Like Brad had said earlier, you're going to get a real thick viscosity and mouthfeel to this. But, you know, pouring this out, obviously the name is going to walk you through it. You're going to expect to have a little bit of sour on your palate.
This looks like a Greyhound.
Absolutely.
Like real like grapefruit juice, not the ruby red grapefruit juice.
No,
the other
legit
kind.
Grapefruit juice.
Whatever the other grapefruit juice is,
right?
It's got that same color. Very, it's opaque. You see a little light, but it's very. You do not see through it. As per Danny's reaction, I think it smells a bit funky, perhaps.
Yes. It's got that funk flavor. You could already just tell it's what it's going to bring to you, but you definitely get the passion fruit. You're definitely getting. It does have a candy aspect to it for sure.
In the nose, you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yes. I get some of the guava. I almost get
It was, you know, right when you opened it, it was pretty pungent.
Yes.
And then now it's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, once it airs out a little bit, just like wine, you know, you want to decanter that in this beer. You just want to let it sit for a minute and let some of those esters burn off and really just let it open up. You know, especially, you know, it's a cool beer or a cold beer in room temperature glass, which obviously you don't want to have too cold of a glass. It's going to mute the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So, taste, this isn't Skittles.
No.
I don't know what is.
No.
So, like, if you took the orange and the lemon and maybe even the green Skittle and chewed them up in your mouth all at once and mixed the flavor, that's a lot what I get out of this. Not quite the over-the-top sweetness.
The visual is, I mean, that makes me want to have more.
Well, then, yeah, because I don't just do
visually speaking.
I'm not talking about three. I'm talking the whole bag.
Right.
Get rid of the grape and the cherry.
Like Ozzy Osbourne only wants the brown M&Ms.
Exactly.
Just like that. Got it. All right. Makes sense.
That was Van Halen.
Yeah, whatevs.
The taste, you're getting a lot of fruit. The sour isn't over the top, right? That's the thing that to me doesn't match up. It's the aroma that you're getting from it, you expect to be kind of hit over the head with like a hammer with the sourness of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really, really gentle, it's just sour enough to be considered a sour, but not over the top to where it would ruin your palate for anything else.
We've said on the show before that sometimes the genius is in the restraint, and I think that is exactly right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought when you first opened it, the funk that was coming off this thing, I thought was going to be over the top. And I did not know how the two sort of expected flavor profiles were going to play out. But this does a nice job. This is it's not nearly as funky up front. There is a definite guava, Skittles.
Very guava.
Yeah, very guava-y for sure. And it hits the back of your palate, which is interesting because that really kind of, you know, it allows a little more of that pucker to happen and draws you back in for another sip. But the mouthfeel on this, it is super thick, super the viscosity is really thick. It is it's a really good tasting smooth beer.
Yeah, I think it's really well done. I think the way that this works out with the viscosity and the flavor, I think this is a great beer for spicy food, specifically something that's got some real heat in it to balance out some of the sweetness. But I'm thumbs up on this beer big time.
Yeah, thumbs up as well. I love it. I think especially, you know, if you like sour, I would not recommend this as a starter for sour.
It's not the gateway sour.
No, it's definitely not
the gateway sour. We've talked about other ones, like, you know, especially some Gozas.
Gozas, yeah, exactly.
That's the beer you want to try to start in your path into the sour world.
Right.
But this is delicious.
All right, thumbs up all the way around then.
Yes.
I'm a thumbs up as well.
Oh, look at Daniel.
Did you not think it was going to happen?
I was concerned.
You heard, you had some
concerns. I was concerned.
Well, no, I'm thumbs up too. So there.
Wow.
I fooled you.
Expecting a mic drop.
Barrel Brothers. No, we don't actually mic drop in radio. That's,
yeah.
No.
Well, we're sitting at a high table, too.
Right. Nobody
really
wants that.
The equipment.
Barrel Brothers. Be a mic set down.
Yeah,
right, gently.
Mic set down.
Thank you. Jeez. Barrel Brothers Brewing Sour Skittles. You can check out all of our past reviews online at 977theriver.com. And, of course, their podcast is Sports Meets Beer, and that's on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben, thanks for being on again.
Cheers.
Thanks, Danny.